Broncos wrapping up their final practice of training camp, joined by News Radio 850 KOA's Dave Logan, who, of course, will be calling the game on KOA against the Houston Texans. Dave, last week we saw Brock Osweiler go 5 for 5, 4 field goals and a touchdown. This week, we get a chance to see Peyton Manning go in there and see what he can do.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I mean, obviously, Peyton's excited about this, even though he's played for a long time, and his first opportunity to get some real game time experience. And so I don't know how long we'll see him. I would expect close to a half. We're going to see Brock a lot in this preseason. I thought we should look back to the Seattle game you mentioned. I thought he played well. I mean, he's a guy that the Broncos have to make some sort of decision about him at the end of this season with respect to him going forward. He's led to incredible confidence since that game. This week, you can see it with Brock coming in and out of the huddle
during drills, you name it. He's shown he's building off that game, which is good to see. For you, watching this O-line work, how much fun has it been for you, considering how well you know Gary Kubiak and Rick Dennison, and now you get to see it with this contemporary group of personnel?
Yeah, I said when it was announced that Gary and the crew were coming back, that instantaneously I think they became a better running team. Yeah. You know, people worry about whether they're going to be able to move the ball. They'll be able to run the ball. Yeah, there's no question in my mind. Now, you look on the left side of this offensive line, you see rookie, and you see first-year player.
Yeah.
None of these guys have taken an NFL snap. So it's going to be a work in progress. But Gary and Rick and all the guys involved, smart enough that they'll be able to help them. They'll help them in pass protection. It will also help them, I think, because they'll be able to run the ball, and they won't be kick-stepping and trying to catch people all the time. So I think the personality of the offense is going to be much different this year than last year, and I think they're in a perfect system. They've got athletic offensive linemen that can get to the second level and also are youthful and energetic and have a little bite to their personality.
Yeah, never mind the fact these guys are jumping off the ball, firing off the ball. That gets them cooking. Finally, we heard about aggression all summer long, all spring long on defense. Last week against Seattle, you see 7 different guys get a sack. What does that tell you when you're going to see DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller and Shane Ray playing so much more of the game when these games start to count?
Well, it's exciting to try to project what that might look like. I think that even though it's a preseason game, and I don't put much stock, good or bad, in preseason stuff,
sure.
But, you know, they got off the ball. I think that was the one thing that impressed me from the start to the finish of the Seattle game. No matter if they were playing against first-team guys or not, when the ball snapped, the front four is getting off the ball. And I think that's a byproduct, again, of Wade and sort of how he likes to coach. So when you try to envision down the road when they really start to scheme things in the regular season and how they might be able to utilize those 3 guys, and hopefully Marshall and Trevathan coming back completely healthy, it's kind of exciting to see what it might look like.
Yeah, put that together with all those Pro Bowlers on the back end. Yes, it could get exciting. That's awesome. So coming up, of course, on Saturday night, if you can't catch the game on television, you can hear Dave call it with Ed McCaffrey on News Radio 850 KOA. For Broncos TV and for Dave, I'm Chris.